The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
I am not suspending our fight to defend the Constitution, to defend the Judeo-Christian values that built America.
What a finish for Ted Cruz. He is down and out. Ted Cruz out of the race, suspending his campaign. That's the big news out of Indiana, that Trump is definitely going to get the nomination, no matter what some of the establishment people think, because how could he not now at this point? Overwhelmingly, people wanted Trump, despite the fact that Ted Cruz, I think, tried everything he could, just trashing Trump, coming up with the curveball of adding Carly Fiorina, and doing anything that that was humanly possible to do to try to derail the activity, and it just didn't work for him. So Cruz exits the race after a last stand, and Bernie Sanders upsets Hillary Clinton, and that is a big story too, except for when it comes to the delegates, they basically split them. So while Sanders gains a little bit, she gains more as well, but California looms, and if he could convince and get enough delegates, it's a big if he could convince enough delegates to go his way, then the super delegates would have to fall too. So he's not talking about getting out of the race. He's talking about continuing. And Clinton, who campaigned Tuesday in the general election, where she campaigned all over the place, didn't get the results, I think, that she thought she was going to get. And, boy, what an interesting turn of events. I mean, just crazy. I mean, just a crazy week with the concession speech. His family was there, his running mate, Carly Fiorina was there, and he just said, we left it all in the field in Indiana. We gave it everything we got, but the voters chose another path. And so with a heavy heart, boundless optimism, we go for the long-term future of our nation. We're suspending the campaign because, really, again, what else could he do? And isn't this wild, this GOP race that began with 17 candidates, including four sitting governors, four sitting senators, and the Bush dynasty behind Jeb Bush, who faded out, and it's Trump that stays and wins over the voters. Now, California, 172 delegates. So that would be June 7th, the final day of primary voting. That would make his nomination officially secure. And then that would be the challenge, unifying the fractured Republican Party. Because there are definitely those that will not, I mean, they will not jump in. In fact, Mark Salter, a former top advisor to John McCain, and Ben Howe, an editor of Red State, tweeted out, I'm with her, meaning they support Hillary Clinton. They will not support, these are two Republican guys, they will not support Donald Trump. Kasich, the governor of Ohio, vowed to stay in the race unless Trump clears the 1,237 delegate threshold. And he had no public appearances whatsoever on Tuesday night. And he's going to have a news conference Wednesday morning in Washington at the airport there. And Kasich's chief strategist, John Weaver, said in a statement, our party is facing a clear choice between positive solutions that can win in November and a different choice. So I'll be curious to see what comes out of that, what comes out of the Kasich news conference. And for Cruz, the last days of that race in Indiana were a clear demonstration that he wasn't going to be there. So the landslide April victories in six northeast states and mid-Atlantic primaries, Cruz saw Indiana as, an essential, and it was, lifeline to him. So they were in overdrive. They did everything they could in Indiana. They did it just like they did in Iowa, but it just, his super PAC spent millions of dollars in advertising, but you could see that some of the moves made that were dangerously desperate, the non-aggression pact with Kasich, who pulled out of Indiana to give Cruz a one-on-one against Trump in exchange for Cruz seeding coming primaries in Oregon and New Mexico, the Carly Fiorina thing, and, there you go. It all just crumbled like a house of cards. Unbelievable. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk with Greg Stebbin, who happened to be in Indiana and who happened to find a copy of Cruz's concession speech. And also Ellen Ratner joins us from Talk Media News for her thoughts on now what's happened, that Cruz is out of the deal after all this campaigning and it's left everything to Trump. And what about Hillary Clinton? Hang through, everybody.
Looking back, pre-keeping track of the progress of the keeping of the ego intact. Before I realized I wasn't...
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yes, indeed. The big story is Cruz is done. He is gone. He is out. Gosh, just days after selecting Carly Fiorina as his VP and then aligning himself with John Kasich to go up against Trump, anything to stop Trump, and now he bails after badly being beaten in Indianapolis. Our pal Greg Stebbin is in Indianapolis, and mysteriously, he has a copy of that speech. How are you doing, Greg?
No, not a copy, the copy.
Yeah, the copy. The
yeah,
copy.
You,
I'm sorry,
you
you're
watched
right.
Him read the speech on TV, that physical paper that he read from at the podium is now in my possession.
Wow. I think you need
How cool is that?
I think it's very cool. I think you need to put it on eBay and knock
I
it
am
off.
Literally hitting list it as we speak. I'm going to donate the full proceeds to the presidential campaign of the buyer's choice.
I love it. Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. So the speech, what is this? You know, you read the speech. What did the speech say?
You know, it's quite an inspirational speech. I'm sure he delivered it better than I could, but it's really, it's about his experience. It's about, in a sense of acknowledging the people who supported him and the amazing odds he overcame to get to where he was. And look, someone can buy it, have that money go to charity, and they can read it to themselves and to their friends and their loved ones every night.
Well, I think it'd be actually, honestly, it's a piece of history if you think about it, especially in this crazy election. And with it being the only copy, that is actually a very big deal, you know.
Yeah, it's... The truth is, I actually put a tweet up and basically said that, you know, Ted or anyone from his family or his campaign, if you want it, I'm happy to return it. The truth is, it was probably going to get swept in the garbage had I not grabbed it. So I'm not trying to be a greedy guy here. I think it is an important piece of history, especially, you know, in this campaign season and cycle and in his battle with Donald Trump, that campaign alone is historic. So I think it is in this historic piece of documentation.
Yeah, wow, that is so crazy. So crazy, too. It just goes to show you that that's just left behind and you're able to get it. I mean, it's just there.
Yeah, the funny thing was I was in the ballroom where he made his concession speech. I'm staying at the hotel across the street. So the venue where he was to have his victory party or where he gave his concession speech is Union Station in Indianapolis. I'm staying at the Omni Severin Hotel across the street. I'm actually here for an event with Firestone that's related to the Indy 500 later in the month. And I had been eyeballing the venue all day because I knew he was going to have his hopefully for him, victory party there. We were at dinner with a lot of folks from Firestone when I was with a bunch of other members of the media, and all our phones started going off. And sure enough, the news was that he had given his concession speech. I ran over as soon as I could after the dinner was done, and I just thought, as you know, Kate, I have a book coming out called White House Confidential in July. I thought, well, I got to go up to that podium where Ted Cruz gave his concession speech and get a picture of myself standing there. And I grabbed a guy and said, would you take a picture with my phone? And he said, sure. And I'm standing there, and I literally looked down, and there was his speech. So I held it up and had a picture taken of myself holding Ted Cruz's speech in my hand.
Oh, that's fabulous. All right, tell everybody again where they can go if they want to bid on it.
Yeah, so the listing on eBay, I literally just posted it while we were talking, is Ted Cruz's copy of his concession speech. Ted Cruz's copy of his concession speech. And this, you know, there's pictures of the room as they're dismantling it. There's pictures of me at the podium holding the speech, and I'm actually, it's taking a little while. I'm on a slow hotel connection, but I'm uploading copies of the speech itself. I took pictures of the individual pages and then a picture of it laid out on the only thing I have, the ironing board in my hotel room across the street. So, you know, it's a pretty cool little thing. And, you know, what's funny, Kate, is you may recall at another time when you and I were talking, I found something of great value. A few years ago, you and I were talking during the Kentucky Derby, and I looked down on the ground, and there was a couple of $100 and wadded up in $20 bills. So you and I should talk more often.
You know, maybe I'm good luck for you. I don't know. Or something
apparently
like that.
So.
All right, Greg Stevin, enjoy your time in Indianapolis. Great story. I love it. Thanks.
You bet. It's great to be here.
So we move from Greg Stevin to Ellen Ratner, I believe, is with us. Hi, Ellen, from Talk Media News.
Well, hi. You know, what's fascinating about all this Trump stuff is that now they're all falling in line. I mean, you had Bobby Jindal, who is basically saying that we all have to support the nominee. You have even Newt Gingrich saying that. So these are people who did not necessarily like Trump, and they're all falling in line now. Now, when you look at the Democratic race, Hillary still has almost 325 delegates or so, more than Bernie does, without the supers. So she's still doing very well. The issue is, of course, California. If Bernie Sanders really does well in California, it's going to put Hillary in a bad spot, and it's actually going to put the superdelegates in a worse spot because of what they're going to have to do.
Wow. How crazy. What does your gut tell you about the Sanders deal?
My gut tells me that there's a good chance he's going to be the nominee. I mean, what's going to happen is he's got to get 325 delegates or 330 delegates of real delegates, not super delegates. If he does that, he could possibly pull this out because then the supers might have to come on over. But, you know, she's acting as if she's the presumptive nominee. And then you can, let's assume it's her and Trump. What's going to happen is Trump is going to run to the left of her on trade.
Disaster.
And that's going to be fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Wow, this is just the craziest, craziest election year ever. And you were at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, weren't you?
I was, yes.
And what was that like? Because that was the last one for President Obama.
Because I actually remember I have, Clinton made a video on his last one. And I have to say that his one was very, his last video was very, very funny, as was actually Obama's. But Clinton's was funnier. He has a picture of him watching a washing machine with the washing going. And then he has a picture of him handing a briefcase, running out to the car, giving Hillary a briefcase that she had forgotten, you know, while he sits at home as the house husband. That was Clinton's, but that was, you know, 16 years ago. And now, of course, Obama's was very funny. In fact, there's a movement in the Correspondents' Association that we don't need a comedian. The president's funny enough.
Yeah, that's so true. Even if you look at the last couple, yeah, save the money. Why even do it? All right, very cool. Ellen, thanks so much for checking in with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good observations. Again, you heard the crazy story of Greg Stebbin and the fact that he has the only copy of the Ted Cruz concession speech. I mean, just basically getting at suspending the whole campaign. And then, of course, Ellen talking about what now could happen on the other side with Bernie Sanders winning Indianapolis. I mean, it is just a night of wow. I think it's shocking what's transpired here, even with the Bernie Sanders deal. And as Ellen said, there is still now an open door for Sanders to walk through, and Hillary Clinton, you know, we keep saying presumptive nominee, but not so fast. And especially sweeping in and taking Indiana, what happens in California? And if Ellen's right, if he can get enough of those delegates and then the super delegates have to come over, this might not turn out the way a lot of people think it is supposed to turn out with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I think Trump is no doubt the nominee. A little bit different story now on the Democratic side, perhaps, especially with Cruz bowing out, and there's no way Kasich pulls this out. There's just absolutely no way. So what in the world is going on behind the scenes for the Republicans? They must be losing their mind. I'm talking about the establishment guys who didn't want to see Trump in this position, but he appears to seal the Republican nomination with the, all of the condemnation of Trump, you know, smashing Trump on the head, which was what Cruz was doing in Indiana, just did not work. If anything, it just perhaps helped Trump somewhat. He obviously had enough of the vote there because he swept it away. Stay with us. Coming up on the backside of this, we're going to talk about Johnny Manziel. Johnny Football, oh, how his fates and fortunes have faded. That's next here on ATN.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Joining us now is Chris Lewis. He's a former sports agent, contract advisor with the NFL Players Association, a member of the Sports Lawyers Association. And, you know, we look at what's happening with Johnny Manziel and the fact that we're going to see Johnny Manziel back in a courtroom, or actually appearing in a Dallas courtroom for the first time since he was indicted for allegedly beating up his ex-girlfriend. This is a huge story that even transcends sports. So, Chris, first, thanks for coming on the show. And, you know, you look at Johnny Manziel and everything that's happened. I wonder a couple of things. One, what could happen to him here criminally, depending on what they decide on Thursday?
Well, Thursday, so what's happening is, as we all know, that he's been indicted by a grand jury on a misdemeanor assault family violence charge. There's been a warrant that's been issued for his arrest, and so what he's going to do is he's just going to appear in Judge Conyers' court here in Dallas on Thursday. He's going to be given conditions of bond, and then his case will essentially be reset. It's normal for the cases to have several non-dispositive settings before the lawyers and the defendants decide whether or not there's going to be a plea agreement or if this case is going to proceed to trial.
All right, so then if it proceeds to trial, obviously it's a whole different ballgame. Do you think it's going to proceed?
You know, these cases are very difficult to prove. I think the reason why it went to the grand jury is because the police had a bunch of questions, and they were going to leave it to the grand jury to make the decision. I don't know if there – I think maybe there were some tactical errors that were made by his defense team at the grand jury stage, but I'm not going to sit here and play Monday morning quarterback. I'll just leave it at this. It's a misdemeanor case if the complaining witness, his ex-girlfriend, is uncooperative or does not want to pursue charges, then it takes a case that may be very difficult to prove and makes it almost impossible to prove. So, you know, if I were his attorney, I would probably start setting this case up as if it were going to go to trial. I would hold the state to its burden, and I think this case, even though it's generated a lot of negative publicity, and rightfully so, for Johnny Manziel, I don't think this is a case where he's going to ultimately be found guilty.
So if that happens, then the question becomes, as someone who covers sports, we're just a couple of months really away, if you think about it, from, you know, 80, 90 days from camp. Will any NFL team invite him to camp, you think, this summer?
I don't think so. You know, even though, first of all, unless things are expedited, I don't see his case being resolved in that time frame. That would be a very, very quick resolution. Essentially, what would have to happen is Colleen Crowley would have to file a affidavit of non-prosecution. All that is an affidavit where she's swearing that she doesn't want the case to proceed. But still, the state has the right to proceed, even though it's not what she desires to do. Still, with that being said, there are so many negative things that have happened in his personal life that may not have risen to the level of criminal, but undoubtedly violate the National Football League's conduct policies, which don't necessarily fall in line with criminal law. So I don't think I think he's had such negative hits on his reputation. I don't see an NFL team willing to take a chance on him. I think what they want to see from him is they want to see a pattern of making good decisions and a person who's taking care of his personal business off the field.
So if he turns it around, theoretically, he's still young enough. Maybe in a couple of years he could find himself in a situation where someone looks at him?
Yeah, but, you know, we just had the NFL draft. So what you've got to think about, I don't know how many quarterbacks were drafted, probably somewhere between 8 and 10. So every year that he sits out, you've got a new crop of talent that comes in. So it's going to be, and he wasn't a starter for most of the year. Johnny Manziel still has not proven himself to be a consistent, capable NFL quarterback. So I think what we're dealing with is, number one, he's got at least a year where he can focus on himself, making good decisions. If he's got substance abuse problems, addressing those. And then I think after a year, there might be one or two NFL teams that are willing to bring him in and say, hey, maybe we've got the new Johnny Manziel. Maybe we finally can see somebody who's going to realize his potential. He would be great for a team if he's got his personal life figured out. Remember, not only was he good on the field, maybe not yet proven in the NFL, but also, he was a marketing machine.
So he
was able to make a lot of money for clubs, but now he's been dropped by Nike, he's been dropped by a couple of agents, and maybe this is what he needs, is to hit rock bottom before he can start coming back up.
As somebody who is a sports agent, are these stories that you would you caution your clients about what happens a lot of times to players, especially when they're young? They get caught up in everything, and it's a lot to deal with. They have an entourage of people; everybody's pulling at them. What did you advise your clients?
Well, just what you said. Now, in a lot of situations, you got clients that come from nothing. They have no money whatsoever, and they're instant millionaires. And, they've got an entourage, or they've got people that are constantly
wanting something from them, and they have a career, and a lot of times the NFL career is only 4 or 5 years, and they finish this career and they've got nothing to show for it. So that's one type of devising. As far as Johnny's concerned, Johnny came from a very affluent family. He had money. He never wanted for anything. His issues are a little bit different. I guess the message to people who are in Johnny's situation is that fame is fleeting, and you need to take care of your business. You need to focus on what's important, and you've been given an opportunity to play a game for a living and make a lot of money doing it, and respect that opportunity that you've been given. You know, we even see what's happened with his parents. His parents, his dad came out, and his dad's not a wing nut. I mean, he's a normal guy, but his dad comes out and he says, I'm concerned about my son. I'm concerned that if he doesn't get things right, he won't live to see his 24th birthday. And that's big for a parent to come out and say that. And you see all these people that have been very close to him that they've started falling by the wayside. So at this point in time, it's all on Johnny. Johnny's got to do the things necessary, not only to put his career back together, but more importantly, to put his life back together.
Yeah, and you know, with this domestic, with what happened here, the domestic charges, the NFL now, because of the Ray Rice situation and several others, they've really had to step up on this, haven't they?
Well, they have. So, you know, the Ray Rice, and what, it's one thing to hear about it, but when you see that video of the Ray Rice incident, and I mean, it's just chilling, and to know how that was initially handled by the NFL. And then the Greg Hardy situation, once again, once the pictures became, or once the NFL became privy to the actual physical evidence associated in that case, that blew up. Johnny Manziel, although we haven't seen any of this stuff, some of the reports we're hearing was, this sounds like a fairly violent assault. Now, in Texas, what he's charged with is a misdemeanor, which means that he assaulted her and it caused pain. If it would have been something that caused serious bodily injury, then that would have been elevated up to a felony. It wasn't. But, yeah, the NFL has gotten a lot more serious, and rightfully so, about these domestic abuse allegations. And it doesn't take a conviction now, because what we've seen is sometimes things work out even though the incident actually occurred. And I think that's what the NFL is trying to focus on, is we're going to make a statement. We don't care if you're convicted or not. What we care about is making a statement, and the statement is that domestic violence won't be tolerated.
Yeah, and you know, in your situation where, again, your ties to the NFL and whatnot, and having been a sports agent, boy, I'll tell you what, now more than ever, you need a lawyer in your corner, don't you, when you're a player? Because with between testing and navigating the way, I think, I really do, but I do come from a family of lawyers, I think you need a lawyer to help you navigate it.
Yeah, you do. I mean, so not only with the financial things, but if you just think about the criminal thing, because is for as many true allegations that there are that criminal conduct arises, there's just as many false allegations. And when you have these individuals, so you're talking about young men, 21 to 30 years old, and a big majority of them in their early 20s. These are kids who have a lot of money. They're going to be targets for a lot of people. They're going to be targets for people that want them to invest money in unscrupulous endeavors. You're going to have girls that are targeting these people. So not only do you want to advise them, and you want them to have advice, listen, make good decisions and know that you're under a microscope, but also advising them, hey, there's certain people that you need to stay away from. Not everybody has your best in mind. So sometimes that's a hard lesson. We see with Johnny Manziel, it's very difficult, but sometimes that's a hard lesson for 21, 22, 23-year-old kids to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris Lewis, defense attorney and former sports agent, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for your time.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The world can be a magical place, only if you allow it to be. Much like Siegfried and Roy, they had the white tigers and eventually one of the white tigers attacked them. But you know what? Roy's still alive and he's still doing magic. Why? Because he allows there to be magic in this world and in his life. That's what magic is about.
Tonight, one of my favorite things that we do here on this show is invite Nathan Reeder to come to the Lion's Den and do a little fruits and nuts shredded or bingo with us.
Bingo!
Bingo. Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Yo, I'm good.
All right, so fruits and nuts shredded or bingo that our pal Greg Stebbin is in Indianapolis after all the balloons have been cleaned up and the sad faces have left the ballroom where Ted Cruz suspends his campaign. He goes up to the podium to get a selfie, a funny picture to tweet out, and there is the only copy of Ted Cruz's speech.
That is a bingo.
That's what I say.
You got to be in the spot.
Bingo. They didn't take it away. It's just like, just leave it here. Who cares? We're not worried. It doesn't matter. We suspended the campaign.
Yep.
That whole thing is just absolutely crazy to begin with. All right, let's bounce to something else that falls into a kind of a different category altogether. Away from politics. How about Eddie Murphy talking about spreading your seed? He just welcomed his ninth child. He's 55, and his partner, Paige Butcher, is 36. That's really their first child, a baby girl. And her name is Izzy Una Murphy. So he has nine children. His oldest child is Eric, who's 26. Fruits and nuts, shred it, bingo, or good for Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, whatever, shred it, bingo, I don't know. It's not really fruits and nuts. I'm not surprised that Eddie Murphy has nine children.
I like how you say that in your deadpan way. I'm not surprised that Eddie Murphy has nine children.
Well, I mean, you know, when you get into long-term relationships and you've been a breeding age for that long time and you've been making money and you're feeling good, babies happen.
You know what?
It's true.
That's it. When you're making money, you just said the magical words. This is about magic. When you're making money and feeling good and you're in this relationship,
oh, don't get me wrong. Even when you're not making money, babies
happen. Feeling good,
okay.
Babies happen. Okay.
But it's more of a bingo that he's got the money there, so it's a little different. That'd be a little different than down the street.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Well said. All right. How about this? The Northern Lights or Aurora Borealis put on an incredible show across the northern part of the world on Monday night. If you didn't see it, there were amazing shots of this geomagnetic phenomenon, which is what it is, all over social media, from Sweden to Greenland to Canada and across the far northern parts of the U.S. Astronauts on the International Space Station captured a few shots, too. It's really cool. It's such a phenomenon to see that the northern lights are caused when particles flowing from the sun are caught up in the Earth's magnetic field. I think it is the coolest thing ever. You have to see these photos if you haven't seen them. So fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo, what do you think?
Bingo. I love you know, all the pretty lights.
I do too. The pictures are unbelievable. Some people saw some incredible looking things that were happening in the sky because of that.
Well, I mean, it's all pretty lights, really.
It is all pretty lights.
Just keep your eyes peeled and your brain just as peeled, because your eyes are sometimes too sharp, guys.
That's true. That's true. You have to have fuzzy vision every once in a while. It actually helps you, I think, a little bit. All right, so here's another one. Let's move on to this one. How about this? There's actually a cool story that I found. I don't know what I was reading or where it came up, but I love this story. There's a bunch of lawn guys. It's a lawn care company that's doing more than just, okay, knocking on the door, let's trim your lawn and do the hedges and do the edging and all this stuff. They offer free services for people who can't care for their lawns themselves. So if somebody is a single mom, if somebody's disabled, if somebody's elderly and they can't do it, I mean, no kidding, these young guys will go around, find some of those people, and they will do those lawns for free. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that you grabbed a bingo.
That's a bingo.
Yeah. How can you not like people understanding charity
humanity
that is needed?
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely. What's great about that is people who know, it's not always easy because of our cockamamie craziness that happens in our world, but when you give back, and you're not really intending, you don't necessarily want anything, but when you give, you get, the more that happens. There's just something about doing that, lending that hand for somebody that is undescribable, the way you get it back. And I love that they're doing that. I think that's so cool. All right, How about this? After Prince's death, because we're at day, we're heading into day 14, Sinead O'Connor tweeted out that he was a drug addict, and he had been a drug addict for a long, long time, and that Arsenio Hall was his drug dealer, talking about Prince.
Yep. I heard about that.
Fruits and nuts shredded or bingo.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to a Minneapolis music guy. I am not surprised that she said that, and I would not be surprised by any actual evidence of his regular usury. And he's a rock star. I don't know why this is. I mean,
shocking.
A lot of these stories have been out there for a long time, guys. This isn't new information. It's just now that he's dead, it's getting churned back up.
Right, right. If people didn't know it, then it might be new to you. But you're right. It has been out.
Sinead has a lot of things to say about Prince. Go and let autoplay tell you all about it on YouTube.
Yeah, no kidding. That's so true, isn't it? All right, here's another crazy story that has to do with somebody who's alive and who's a musician. Curtis James Jackson III, who is 50 Cent, accused an airport janitor of being on drugs because he wouldn't respond to him in a video posted Sunday on Instagram. But the viral video taunts could end up costing him. 50 Cent appeared Saturday at Eastgate Jungle Gym's International Market to promote some vodka company. The video has been removed from his account. It shows a man pushing a cart of cleaning supplies through the Cincinnati airport. Jackson accused the man of being high and attempted to get him to respond. The footage was captured and saved to YouTube. It has graphic language. And the janitor is demanding an apology and saying that none of what he said was true. He had no idea what was going on. So that he gets up, he goes to work, he does his job, he goes home, he doesn't bother anyone. And he helps out around his house. He's a good guy. He's riddled with anxiety order, social anxiety, and he has a hearing impairment. So he can't hear very well.
Nice.
The family said they want to set the record straight and receive an apology, but so far that hasn't happened. And now, like, there's been almost a million views since Monday night, so we'll see.
Yeah, you know when your parents, like, tell you not to do something, and then all of a sudden you are an expert on telling everyone else not to do something? Well, sometimes I think you get that story a little hardcore pushing on other people when you don't need to be.
I agree. And so that was really ridiculous by 50 Cent. No question. I'm going to say I shred it for his comments. And then you don't even know the full story. So there you go. All right, Nathan, thank you so much.
You got it.
Hang through, everybody. Coming up, as always, on America Tonight, ways that you can get a hold of us. Hit us up on Facebook, Kate Delaney, or Twitter at Real Radio Talk. And thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Relaxing in space, admiring the grace of my cocktail machine. My slippers are floating, slightly showboating the last that I saw.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station,
U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.